Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are sharing tips, ideas, and personal experiences to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Catherine Lang and I am your rainbows and lollipops host because it makes me smile to say rainbows and lollipops. In part, it makes me smile because I know there are several folks that roll their eyes every time they hear it. It's good to smile, and it's good to make others smile, because smiling and sharing smiles helps grow the courage to step out into uniqueness, and we need the courage to walk outside the box. Box living never makes way for flying. It holds me back and pushes me down, but I am supposed to fly, and I will need to break down the walls to make room for me to fly. Big dream goals will never manifest in the box, because the box limits the actions, it limits the imagination, and ultimately, it limits the possibilities. Most of my life, I have walked to the beat of my own drum. I've been encouraged by others in my family to take that path, in part because I think they wanted to deflect from their own refusal to conform. But despite the reasons why they encouraged it, I learned that there was more than the limits of the box that was declared by the people around me. And I wanted more. I knew that I was designed for more. But I grew up in a small town in rural Alabama. I grew up in a time where instant communication was really just a phone. And I mean the kind attached by wires that only allowed you to talk to one person at a time. I grew up at a time when the people who made the rules made the ways. Or at least that's what I really was taught to believe. Even though I was encouraged to be unique and to walk to the beat of my own drum, I was taught by others that there were rules that I had to follow. And I used that belief, that understanding, to limit my journey, or as an excuse to give me permission to dream without having to pursue the dream. In my lifetime, I have become connected to the world, given instant access to communication anywhere at any time at the touch of a button. The rules are still there. The people who make the rules are still there, but daily, without fail, I hear about a person that has twisted the rules to his or her benefit, or just changed the rules altogether to fit their unique design. I sit in my home right now in rural Alabama, instantly communicating with you. The path to my big dream goals has been paved, or at least it's been cleared. I can step out, or I can continue to stay here and dream. It's my choice. I have to come to a place where I believe so much in who I am and what I'm doing that I can't quit. I don't make excuses. I don't get worn out. I just keep going because it's the only way. The indefatigable heart never ceases to pursue possibility. The indefatigable focus will not be discouraged because it is the hope of the promise that drives the next step. The indefatigable belief ignores the walls of the box that have been built and determines to soar into all that it can be. At the top of my whiteboard of world domination, at the very top in bold letters, is not my big dream goals or even my focus for the journey. It's this simple phrase: I am worth it. I put that phrase at the top of the whiteboard of world domination because above all else, I wanted to remember that whatever I'm doing and wherever I'm headed, I am worth it. I put that phrase at the very top because it's important to my next step that I remember the reason I'm stepping and doing and going. Yes, I want to reach my big dream goals, but I want to reach my big dream goals because I am worth it. I am worth the change. I am worth the effort. I am worth the investment. I am worth it. The understanding and acceptance of that idea, I am worth it, it gives me a little more fortitude for the journey. It helps me to stand a little stronger and to develop the indefatigable nature that refuses to quit. I am not tired. The purpose is so strong and anchored in my heart that I never tire of its potential. I am not exhausted. The path I am walking inspires me to keep going because of the promise it holds. I am not yielding. The trials and challenges that come do not hold me back because there are more for me on the other side than can pull me away in these trials. I am not worn out. The steps are many and the journey is long, but the possibilities and the promise ignite hope that refreshes the spirit. I am without ceasing. The only way there is to go and to keep going until I'm there. And so I go. Even this moment, I am struggling, not because of anything specific, although there have been lots of obstacles thrown in the path this week, not because of anything major, although there have been some major issues that have shown up this week, and not even because of anything painful, although a major migraine woke me up at 2 in the morning. I'm struggling because it's not easy. And even if it weren't for my sheer will and determination and persistence, I could tap into this fuel that is ignited by the indefatigable focus on purpose. And if I didn't have that, if I didn't have that focus, then I know I'd quit. But quitting must never, ever be an option for me. I can't quit. I mean, I can quit, but not if I'm going to reach my desired purpose. And since sometimes I struggle, I sometimes need the support and the encouragement of others to remind me. And if I can keep remembering and keep being reminded, then I can keep feeding my ability to pursue it. Even though it is possible for me to quit, I can't quit. Even those times when I stop because of the struggles, I find my way back because it's what I'm designed to do. And I'm worth it to see that it's done. I woke up this morning, or I guess I should say I was knocked out of bed this morning by a migraine. Migraines are never pleasant, but when they wake you up from a sound sleep, it's usually a bad sign. I took something to beat back the pain, and then I crawled back under the covers. When morning finally did come, I was still fuzzy, and the day was gray outside to boot, and I just didn't want to move. But I have a purpose, and I want to meet that purpose. So I got up, and I got started, and even though the edges of the migraine threatened to stop me right now, the sun just broke through. And it reminded me that the light is still there. This is what makes the difference for me. When I remember the light, then I have enough energy and focus to take a step. I grow up the indefatigable focus on purpose that keeps me from stopping, or at least from staying stopped. I can. I know I can. And with that kind of focus, I will. The indefatigable me is one that doesn't quit. I am not tired. Although I may lose my energy or struggle with my momentum, I will not tire in the pursuit of my purpose. I will remember that I am worth it, and because I am worth it and my purpose means something, I will keep going. I'm not exhausted, although I may feel depleted at times, but I am never completely drained. there is always that spark of hope and that tiny dot of light, sometimes so tiny it can barely be seen. But even a tiny dot of light will dissipate the dark. As long as I have a little spark, I have the fuel to keep going. I'm not yielding, although I may bend, and I may bend so far sometimes that I'm pretty sure I am looking from the other side. But I remain flexible in my actions. I will not concede to the reality of the world, but I will hold tight to the possibilities of my purpose. As long as the possibilities are the driving force, I can sway with the wind, I can sway with the storm, and I will find enough to take that next step, or at least some of that next step. I am not worn out. Although there are days when my feet hurt, or my head hurts, or my heart hurts. But I'm never so burned out from this journey that I do not want to continue this journey. At least not after I've had a hot bath, or a hot cup of tea, or a float in the cool pool, depending on the weather and my depth of burnt out. I will continue to invest in this ability to invigorate myself and refire that momentum so that I can continue to have what I need to keep going. I am without ceasing, although there are times that I stop. There are moments that my momentum comes to a screeching halt. There are days when I just don't. But even in those moments of no action, I really don't want to stop. I don't want to give up. I don't want to let go of my big dream goals. As long as there is something in me hungering for my possibilities and driving me towards my purpose, I will be able to keep going. I will be indefatigable. I will be persisting tirelessly in pursuit of all that I'm designed to be. I will be in a position where I will not be discouraged of who I am or where I'm going because of what I see in the world or because of what I know from others or because of what is being thrown at me. Instead, I will hold tight to what I know in my knower, what I know in my heart, because of the hope of the promise that dwells in me. Hope in a promise will drive me to pursue my big dream goals. And so I will continue to hope. I will continue to press on. I will not stop. I can get there. You can get there. We can encourage each other on this journey to unique, out-of-the-box designs. All I need to do is to know where I'm going. And then I need to step out into it. And then I just need to keep stepping, despite the world and the distractions and the deterrence. I just keep stepping and keep going. And then, one day, suddenly, right now, I am there. The indefatigable spirit will not be stopped. The indefatigable heart cannot be swayed. The indefatigable purpose and that focus and that drive will push me into possibilities that the world can't even begin to fathom. I am worth it, and so I will live it out. I can. I can because I'm worth it. I can because I am indefatigable. I can because I refuse to stop. As long as I know I can, and as long as I am determined, then I can, and I will. It really is that simple. I can. I have to position myself to never quit. Now, I can adjust the journey and I can realign the steps, but I have to be so locked into my purpose that I will not quit. Because ultimately, I'm the only one that can live out my purpose. And I'm the only one that can fulfill my purpose because I'm the only me out there. I remember the first time I sat in on a Bible study in my new church. Now, I had been raised in a church that read the scripture, but we never did Bible studies. I'm sure some of the Sunday school teachers had lessons they worked from, but we usually just discussed the stories from the Bible, or we discussed particular verses. It was kind of a free-form discussion. There was never a set study. So this time I'm sitting in there with a group of women, and it's my first true Bible study, and we're watching a video with the writer of the study teaching us on this Bible story, or this study. And I remember, like it was yesterday, a distinct voice in my heart saying, "This was supposed to be you." I knew in that moment that I had a purpose and a design, and that I was not walking it out. I can't even express to you how heavy that made me feel, to know that I was uniquely designed on purpose for a purpose, and here I sat not living it out. I determined in that moment that I would not waste any more time listening to the directives of others or the limitations of the world. Now, I also knew that she was not taking my place. She was doing her unique design. What the voice was reminding me of, what that stirring reminded me of, was that I had a unique design as well, and I was not fulfilling it. I was not being bold in purpose and on purpose. I had chosen instead to follow the directions of the world and the limits of the world instead of the directions of the heart and the map that had been given to me, the drive that I had been pushed towards. If I am willing to pursue my unique design, then I will also be in a place of sharing and teaching. Knowing that you have a purpose is powerful. Knowing that you haven't fulfilled that purpose, that can be even more powerful. Or at least for me it was. It was the perfect kick in the pants I needed to keep going, even when the going was getting tough. And the going gets tough. Just in this last week, we've had a leak in the water line that caused a super high water bill, which is a double whammy because it's, you know, inconvenience and finances. And we had two close relatives that passed away. We had an issue with the past that came back up, threatening more financial issues. The internet went down, which makes it really hard for somebody who works online to do her work. And a migraine showed up. Plus, our schedules ran completely awry. So things are going to happen. I have to be so locked into purpose that despite the things that happen, I still keep going. Micah ran into injustice during his journey. He saw the way others acted, and he even was betrayed by people around him. I mean, he lists a lot of issues he faced in Micah 7. But then in Micah 7:7, he says, "I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." In other words, despite all that was going on around him, Micah recognized that God's got this. And because God's got this, Micah was going to keep on keeping on in pursuit of his unique design. Paul tells the Galatians in Galatians 6, the things that are going to happen. We're going to get tripped up. We're going to have to find the strength, the fortitude, and the determination to keep going. Things are going to happen. Then Paul adds in Galatians 6:9, "Don't be weary or discouraged in doing good. Be indefatigable. Because if you keep going, when it is time, you will reap the promises of your purpose and your design." My big dream goals may seem out of reach to the people around me. My big dream goals may seem a little crazy to the world. But my big dream goals are attainable if I have the persistence to keep going until I obtain them. It will take moxie. It will take tenacity. It will take endurance. It will take constancy. And it will take me being indefatigable. If I keep going, even when the going gets tough, then I will fulfill all that I'm designed to be. I will walk out my purpose. On purpose, in a way that has the world looking at me as that light on the hill. I will become all that I am uniquely designed to be. And I will be in a position not to look back and go, I can't believe I didn't. But I will be in a position to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. I am Catherine Lang, your dream igniter, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.